Okay, now this is the third episode of Broadcast English. Today it's our meeting talking about how to balance between your life and your homework of school or college. What else? Okay. Can you see the questions?
Yeah.
Yep. Very clear.
Okay. Yes. Okay, first question with Shahir.
Okay. What is the most important of your life? Family or your school work? Where? School or college? Or college? Well, it's easy life for me because even though I'm going to spend my life on school, I won't have any social life with my own self or my friends, my family, no one. Because I'm going to just make myself whole busy with my school. So I prefer life.
Your family?
Yeah.
Okay, with Mr. Teacher Hassan?
Yeah. Most important of your life, family, school, or college? Well, it's no doubt that family is important, but in my opinion, you cannot compare between these three or between these two options, let's say. But you need to have some sort of balance. For me personally, I give more attention and more time to school or college more than my family. This is my ordinary life, which is something I'm not proud of it, by the way. My family needs some requirements and I have to be there for them.
I agree with okay. Teacher Hassan.
Yeah, great.
Okay, teacher Hassan, the question three, question two, and I will read question three.
Okay. I will read it?
Yes, question two okay. With you.
Why most students have lower grades or less love for science generally? Okay.
Do you have anything?
To
answer? No. It's do you have anything in your mind?
Why most students have lower grades or less love for science?
Yeah.
For lower grades, I believe it's my opinion. The first reason is that he did not find his passion. He's not passionate about the subject he's studying. That's why he's having lower grades. He's not studying well. He's not engaging in different activities, you know. If he has passion, I believe, in my opinion, he's going to score the highest grades, of course.
But in school, you can't select a student in specific groups.
You mean,
how can we fix this problem?
Well, you can use your let's say your dislike of certain subjects. You can use it as a fuel to score the highest grades in order to have a better opportunity for the subject you have the most interest in. You know, for example, someone is highly interested in math, for example, but he doesn't like chemistry, physics, and so on. But these subjects, it's impossible for him to score higher grades if he doesn't show good, let's say, good attitude in these subjects. So he's gonna fail he's gonna fail fulfilling his most interested subject, which is math. He's not gonna make it well.
I have many questions in this field, but you can let's jump it, okay? The part two.
The love for science. People don't have love.
Why
for science.
Most students less love?
They are ignorant. That's number one, and plus they are ignorant. Not only that, but they don't want to learn. They don't want to learn. They give many excuses. For example, they say, I am too old. They say I'm stupid. And so many excuses that are useless.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, but who can fix this problem?
Well, to fix this problem, it depends on the student by himself to give himself the chance to know the science, because he'll need in the future, even the college, even in his job. If he thought so that he can make it, then he'll do it. It depends on his mind.
Okay. Many students know this fact, but still there is student doesn't care. Or when you're talking about our community, there is many people or many students don't have jobs. Say this is a problem from government or anything else, as teacher Hassan say, excuse, okay? Why he doesn't care? Do you have anything in your mind, Shahir?
Well, as you say, he don't care. So I don't have anything in my mind. If he doesn't care, then this is not my problem. If he solves his problem, then he should be proud of himself. But he can't.
You're being very tough, Faisal. Yeah. Very good.
Okay. I have many questions in lower grades, but I think this needs another meeting. Okay. Let's jump to question three. Tell us, there's a missing word. Okay. Tell us some methods to arrange your life and balance between it and
school,
very
good. By the way, the word school can you be used to for university too?
Also,
yeah, you can call university school.
Okay, this is the first time I hear it. Okay,
that means that you're not more high than us.
There is a story about this thing, but I will tell it to you, inshallah, later. Let us discuss this question.
Okay. Tell us some methods to arrange your life and balance it between it and your school. Okay, there's many methods, I think. If you care about your family, about your life, about your school, you will find solutions. You will find time to balance between them. If you have big family or small family, this is family will care and respect your school time and respect your life, or when you search about something to enjoy it. So I think it's like how can I say it? Okay, like a mix of
yeah,
like yes, it's everything will depend on the other. If you family respect, you respect your family also. If your family have need anything, you will stop your study or school to fix the what family need. Also, yeah. Family, if family care about you or need from you high scores and build for your future for better, he will know how to manage his problem. So that's, I think, that's the methods will like appear when you need it.
Okay, that's great. I agree with you, Imam. I agree with what you said. I agree 100%.
The same as Imam.
Also with me?
Yeah.
Nothing add to me?
Let's see. Let's think a little bit. To arrange your life. In addition to what Hammam said, there is a technique which depends on dividing your life on four categories, on four different categories. Okay. ما راح أقولها بالإنجليزي لأنه أنا أخذتها بالعربي يعني هي مترجمة من الإنجليزي للعربي. المهم إنه على السريع كذا هي الأمور المستعجلة والأمور الطارئة والأمور المهمة المستعجلة والأمور المهمة الغير مستعجلة. These four categories you can divide any activity in your life according to these four categories. What do they mean? I will, because we don't have much time actually. We only have 2 minutes and we'll end up the meeting. So I will send it to you in the group. But apparently they help, these categories help organize and provide balance in all different sort of things in our life. From family, friends, and even financial matters. You need to take care of some financial matters. For example, saving and so on and so on. Oh, yes, that's what I have.
I think you mean priority, I think.
Priorities, yes, very good. Yeah. But even in your priorities, you have things that are purer than things. For example, you have an exam tomorrow. Tomorrow you have an exam, okay?
Yeah.
And you have to finish you have to finish translating an article within 1 month, let's say. Now, translating an article is not an emergency. So you can postpone this to other days. Why? To focus on something that is what? Emergency.
Coming to tomorrow.
Yeah. Now, these things, by the way, they say or they advise, so many people advise, these things should not take too much of our schedule. Because it's going to hinder our planning, our future planning, and it's going to hinder our future in general. Because if we just keep working on emergency cases or situations, we won't have time to work on long-term goals. Like for example, translating an article. You won't translate an article if you just keep doing the emergent. Situations and cases.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think this is the end up.
Yes,
in my opinion, the real thing that you could have just make a time schedule, nothing else. If you prepare everything in a schedule, then you'll have all the rest to do anything and any time.
Exactly, yeah, very good. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Still, there is something to say, or we'll need end up our meeting.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you for attending. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. This is the shortest meeting ever.
I think.
Yeah.
You'll stop recording.
Okay, yes.
Okay, I will cut this moment.
No problem.